Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish Mfupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Guguletu, there's an issue here. I suppose when we look at our own economy as South Africans, we know that it's nothing to write home about. But what about when other people look at our economy from the outside in, specifically international banks? What do they see?
100%. Top of the morning to you, Cesar. Well, you're quite right. When it comes to the international economy, there's a lot of commentary around what's happening in South Africa right now. I'm actually on the sidelines of a conference where such a conversation is going to take place. But essentially what we've heard from the likes of Citibank is that they are seeing that South Africa does have a very low growth rate. We're not fully performing at our optimum levels, especially when it comes to reaching the growth targets that were initially set in various economic plans, whether it's Operation Vulindlela or the NDP and a few others. What they have highlighted, though, is that we have made progress in terms of our energy deficit challenges, especially when it comes to load shedding. But primary to that, of course, is just the way forward when it comes to the government of national unity. They do highlight that this does pose a potential risk if matters are not able to be ironed out or discussed effectively by various members of our government in a manner that does prioritize economic growth. They do highlight one particular aspect, though, and that's the fact that our business sector does prove to be very vibrant and has helped to contain the levels of volatility that we see in our local market. I'm surprised, though, because this does come a week after the likes of S&P Global had highlighted that South Africa's ratings, whilst they were kept the same and stable last year in November, they are struggling to find any glimmers of hope or optimism in terms of the growth targets that we're looking to achieve. So I guess the one thing is said, that our institutions are quite strong. Regulatory approvals are even more independent. But the concern is the own goals that we happen to score by just delaying some of our own progress.
Mm. Tell us about Transnet now and their port operations. Basically, what's going on there and what can we do to improve how things are running?
This is a conversation we've been having for probably 2 years now, Cesar, when it comes to our ports in particular. We all know that the level of trade is influenced by the efficacy of our ports, and South Africa's ports, unfortunately, have not been performing at their best levels. There's a number of reasons behind this in terms of operational inefficiencies, a lack of adequate capital that's been involved, and of course, if we rewind back to the layers of state capture, this also caused several layers of disruption and concern. However, the DTIC, Department of Trade, Industry and Competition, the minister there, Park Stau, has now relaxed competition rules for South Africa's ports and rail network operator, being Transnet. And this is really to try to support it, as it has been struggling in terms of being underfunded and underperforming logistics. Now, this goes back to a Competition Act that would essentially prohibit agreements between competitors that prevent or lessen competition for Transnet. So we are looking to see that this now exemption, it has been set in place for about 15 years, but it is looking to allow for active coordination as well as partnership between members of the private and public sector. This has yet to yield results, and it's largely going to be seen over the long term to see just how effective it has been. But I do think it's a step in the right direction just in order to boost trade in the country.
Mm. And so what are the markets looking like?
The markets today, I'm hoping that we're actually going to open up on a very optimistic note, Cesar. You might have seen a few headlines that indicate the fact that China and the U.S., several representatives met in Switzerland over the weekend, and it does seem as though they're looking to make progress in terms of their trade agreement. Now, that hopefully will translate into positive outcomes when it comes to the market performance. On that note, the All Share Index will open up from 91,861 points today. Currency-wise, we're still fairly stable. 18.23 to the U.S. dollar, 24.21 to the British pound, and 20.46 against the euro.
Mm, thank you very much. It brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulish Mfupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.